Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish up Simen Shin Ayin Ches. We are up to Simen Shin Ayin Ches, Se'if Dalid. Yeah, is that what we're holding? Is that, no, am I wrong about that? Where are we up to? No, we're past that. Shin Pesif Dalid, right? Shin Pesif Dalid.
Shin Pesif Dalid.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Page Resh Mem Ches Amar Aleph. So we're at the bottom of Resh Mem Zayin. My apologies in case you can't tell. I did not have a chance to look at this yet. So hopefully we'll figure it out together. So let's take a look. So it says the Shulchan Aruch. In Bnei Achatzer She'ervu Mevatam Rishusam LaEchad Shelo Erev. If a number of the members of the Chatzer who all participated in Erev are Mevatal their Rishus in that Chatzer to one guy who did not participate in the Erev, then who mutar lahotzi mi beisol l'chatzer v'lo mi batehem? That guy is now allowed to take out from his own house into the chatzer, but he's not allowed to take out from their homes into the chatzer. Im lo shebitlu b'ferish kam rishus beisam, unless they were mevatel the rishus, not only their rights in the chatzer, but they were also mevatel the rishus in their homes. Only then would he be allowed to take out from their homes into the Chatzer. The Heim Asurim Afmi Bayis L'Chatzer. They, the people who participated in the Erev and were subsequently Mevatel the Rishos, they're not allowed to take things out even from the Bayis to the Chatzer. V'lo Aminan Shiu Ka'orchim. We don't say, oh, they're like guests and guests are allowed to carry in a community that they visit. She'in Rabim Nasim Orchim Etzel Yachid. Because we never say that a Rabim becomes Orchim by a Yachid. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yodalid, Hu Mutar, Dekev Shabit Lo Rishosim Nasa Chetzerim Boser Rishos Achas, that since they were Mevatel their rishus to him, their chatzer and his bias all becomes one big rishus because it all belongs to him right now. Velomi batehem, but he's not allowed to carry from their homes. Because we assume when they say we're being mevatel rishus, it means our rishus in the chatzer. It does not mean we are being mevatel our own private homes. So therefore, he's not allowed to carry from their homes. Af mi beso. But we said that their usher to take out even mi bayis l'chatzer. So he has the Mishnah Berurah amends the text over here. We had af mi bayis l'chatzer, and the Mishnah Berurah says no, af mi beiso l'chatzer. That their usher to take out even from his house, from the guy who they were mevatel rishus to. Kach tzarich lomar. This is what the text should read. V'ratzel lomar, and the chiddush over here is lo mi bayin dimi beisam. It's obvious that they're not allowed to carry anything out from their own private homes to the chatzer, because now that they've been mevatel rishus in the chatzer is a different rishus. Even from the house of the guy they were mevatel rishus to, where we said that's considered the same rishus as the chatzer, and that's why he's allowed to carry from his house to the chatzer. Gam kein aser, the other people are not allowed to do that. As the Shulchan Aruch explains, because we don't consider them like guests when they are multiple people. No, when they go and take things out into the chatzer, that we view that as their statement that they are reneging on their bitul rishos, that they want to be zocha in the chatzer again. Because of Magen Avraham, we only say this when they move something from the bayis to the chatzer. But if it's in the reverse direction, they're taking something from the chatzer to the bayis, then we do not interpret that as reneging on the bittel and trying to reclaim ownership of the chatzer. But the Rabbi and the Avinozer and other poskim say that in either direction, whether they take from the bayis to the chatzer or whether they take from the chatzer to the bayis, by doing that they are reneging on their bittel rishos. They are trying to reclaim the chatzer, and that causes a problem. V'lo amrinan, and the Shulchan Aruch said, we don't say that they're orchim, v'afilu bitlo rishos beisam gamken asurim lahotzi, and even if they're mevatel the rishos of their own homes, they're not allowed to be motzi, bein mi beisam l'chatzer, whether it be from their homes or from the other guy's house into the chatzer, because she'in rabim nasim orchim, you never have a rabim that becomes an oreach to a yachid. Ratzalom regon zeh shebemes hachatz v'abatam shayich lehem, elik deshe mutul Mishul Tatal Nistalku Mirushusam. What it means to say is that they don't become Orchim Eitzel Yachid in such a case where the chatz, where they actually own the chatzar and the homes. It's just that in order to come up with a halachic solution to be able to carry in this chatzar, they were mevatel the rishus. That's when we say that the rabbim aren't going to be an oreach etzel yachid, because come on, you're not really orchim, you live here. They were just they were using this halachic mechanism of being mevatel the rishus. The kasav magnavam dafilu kadam ayachid vehechzik nami lomahani linyan rabbim shliuchulachz of liskos vasurim bechol gavni vayin beralacha. And the magnavam writes that even if the yachid went and was machzik in the chatzar, it doesn't work as far as the rabbim not being able to, that they shouldn't be able to be chozer from that and be zoche in the chatzar again, because they can be. Meaning when the rabbin utilizes that chatzar, they are still being zoche in that chatzar, even if the yachid preempted them and he did something to show that he's the owner of the chatzar. Still, since these people live here and they were clearly just using a halachic mechanism called bitul rishus, if they go ahead and use that chatzar, we will interpret that as reneging on the bitul rishus, and therefore nobody's going to be allowed to carry in this chatzar. Viter and Shulchan Aruch now, and the same would be true if you have just two people living in the chatzar, and one of them is mevatel rishus to the other one. Hamevatel asr af b'shal chavero. The one that's mevatel his rishus is not allowed to use to carry things into his into the other party's property. V'chavero mutar af b'shal atzmo. But the other party is allowed to carry even in his own property. V'chein rabim shlo irvu shenasin rishusam the rabim sheirvu. And likewise, a third case, if you have a lot of people who did not make an Eruv, that are mevatel the rishus to many others who did make an Eruv. Levisha yachid nasa oreach etzal rabim, v'rabim menim nasim orchim, afilu etzal rabim, v'lo yachid etzal yachid. Because a yachid can be interpreted to be an oreach by many people, but you can't have many people being an oreach by many, nor a yachid etzal yachid, nor obviously a rabim etzal yachid. Meaning the only way we can interpret being an oreach is when it's a yachid etzel rabim. Mishabru yutes af b'shal atzmo kasvacharim delogar sin an af. That the word af is it doesn't make sense over here, because what are we saying, that the mevatel is the guy was mevatel's aser af b'shal chavero, and chavero was mutter even in his own the mashma mizad kolshken b'shal chavero. It sounds like, and for sure he's mutter b'shal chavero. But that doesn't make sense, because the Mechaber is talking about a case where the guy was mevatel his rishus in the chatzar, not in the bayis. And therefore he's not allowed to carry from beis chaveru. So it's not af b'shal atzmo, it's only b'shal atzmo that he's allowed to carry, and therefore that is the second typo in this one sif in Shulchan Aruch that the Mishnah Brura has spotted. Says the Shulchan Aruch Viter, shachu shnayim v'lo irvu, if two people forgot to participate in the Erev, yucholim levatel rishusam, they're allowed to be mevatel the rishus, sheivatel kolachem nehem rishuso lekol b'nei ha-chatzer, each of them could be mevatel their rishus to all of the b'nei ha-chatzer, beinim mevatel n'rabim she'ervu, whether they're mevatel to the rabbim that did participate in the Erev, as long as everybody who didn't participate in the Erev is mevatel to everybody who did, or whether they're being mevatel the rishus to one other guy who also didn't participate in Erev. The only thing you cannot do is you cannot be mevatel rishus to two people who didn't participate in the Erev. So you can be mevatel to as many people as you want if they did participate in the Erev. You can be mevatel to one guy who didn't participate in the Erev. You cannot be mevatel to multiple guys who didn't participate in the Erev. Beinim mevatel rabim v'ir beinim hu yachid shalo Erev. Whether it's the rabim that are mevatel who made an Erev, or whether it's a yachid that did not make an Erev, shari af la'ach she'yivatelem heim shayim. Because the point is, even after you're mevatel reshus to them, it's still two separate owners of the property, ve'echad osal chavero, and therefore you're still not allowed to carry there. Meaning the whole point of Bittul Rishus, is to make it, bring it all under the ownership of one entity, whether it be that one neighbor or that one uniform entity called the Eruv, right? Meaning it has to be under the Rishus of one entity. So if you have two people who didn't participate in the Eruv, everybody else in the Chatzah could be Mivatul Rishus to them, there's still two people who didn't participate in an Eruv, and therefore they are not one entity. So it would not work. What are we up to? And even if you make a deal, you say, I'll be mevatel rishus to you, only al menas that you turn around and I'm mevatel rishus to the next guy. Still doesn't work. That just like when a yachid who did not participate in Erev Bittul works, so too multiple people didn't participate in Erev Bittul works. So that what was that going on in the Shulchan Aruch? He said, right, to everybody else, like we said in Sif Aleph, le'echad shelo erev, but and that works whether the mevatel to one person who didn't participate in the erev. Pir shaloi b'chatzer kim shlosha nashim. For example, there are only three people in the chatzer. V'shum echad me'en lo erev, and none of them participated in any sort of erev. Ulach ikishabit. So then it's a simple solution. The two of the people who didn't participate in the Erev are mevatel their rishus to the only other neighbor, the third guy who also didn't participate in the Erev, and therefore guy number three is the sole owner of the chatzer. So it's all good, because as long as you bring it under the jurisdiction of one person, it's good. It doesn't have to be simultaneous. It could be one after the other. That works as well. Then the last line in the Shulchan Aruch said that even if one of the guys who didn't participate in the Erev, I'm going to be mevatel my rishus to you only almanas that you turn around and are mevatel rishus to the other guy, it still doesn't work. Obviously, if you did not say that you expect him to be mevatel to the other guy, el shabitel stam l'rishon, you were just mevatel stam to the first guy, v'arishon me'atzmo chaz, and then the first guy on his own turns around and is mevatel his own chelik plus the part that you were mevatel to him. That doesn't work. Because he only has the right to be mevatel his honest to goodness chelik. He does not have the right to be mevatel that which you were just mevatel to him. Because since at the time that you were mevatel the rishus to him, there was no heter to utilize the chatzer because they still asr on each other. So that bittul was invalid. And therefore that bittul cannot be transferred to the next guy because it didn't work on the first guy. But then the additional chiddush Shulchan Aruch is saying is afilu amalo lechadchila. Even if the guy tells you, I'm not doing an exercise in futility by being mevatel this rishus to you, knowing that you still aser on somebody else and he asers on you. I'm being mevatel this rishus to you with the express intention that you turn around and be mevatel it to the other guy. Still lo amrin d'shlich shavi v'avikilu b'atzma mevatel l'achron. We don't consider that a shlichus where it's as if the guy went straight to the other guy and was mevatel his rishus. El kivin to the rishon l'mahani I bittel, since the bittel rishus did not work klape the first guy, lo kani l'shiu chalachs v'lachnos l'achron. He was not conned properly to thereby enable him to be mevatel to the last guy. As we just explained, because he could be mevatel his own chelik, but you cannot be mevatel chelik that they were makna to you, and it didn't work. So what's the solution? If a guy was mevatel rishus to one of the two parties who didn't participate in the Erev, and he realizes, Ayve, that didn't do anything, and then that party was mevatel his rishus to the third guy, so guy number one could go straight to guy number three and be mevatel his rishus to him, and then it will work. Shari Achshu. Kol HaChalakim Shlo, because then you bring everything under the umbrella of guy number three. Because the first guy was mevatel his own chelek to that guy. to that guy as well. So everybody was mvatel to the same guy, and therefore it's going to work. Okay, we'll stop there. Bez Hashem, probably tomorrow. I think we're still one day behind, so probably tomorrow I'll try Bli Nedar to do a Zoom, and we'll start Simin Shin Pei Aleph at that time. Okay, have a good night, everybody.